Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were taught that the weapon of the Lord is the gospel, not the technological tools of the world. Hold on long to continue there today. The army in our text falls on their own sword, and they're not hurt. That. And as we jump in time to the tribulation, we're reminded of the modern body armor and how they're protected as others about them begin to fall. Satan's army is fully equipped with their weapons. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, as the Holy Spirit gives us word for word through the pen of Paul, his words, that is God's words, not Paul's, but God's, and it's just using the pen of Paul. But he says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, folks, our weapons are not of the flesh. We're not going to see a great victory of revival sweeping our community if we think that our weapons must be the world's music, the world's dress, the world's amusements, and the world's mindset to be emulated if we're going to win them. That's what Satan wants you to do. The best way to honor Satan, to praise Satan, is to have your church turn its music into rock, let their dress be immodest, let it be about all the jokes and partying you can have, and keep a mindset of hey. There are many roads to heaven. Hey, it's all right to do this, do that. Look, I say mindset since so many are going to the how-to seminars. They think people can't get saved if they don't have all the technology and the things that work for the world's businesses. The gospel is powerful, more powerful than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow. Friend, wake up. Smell the coffee. Get out of Gerbersville. Christians are thinking that technology and all these things is what we need. Look, we need Christians surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ who will go out and witness to the lost, going out door by door, two by two, bringing the gospel to a lost and dying world. Now, the world is adept in using their weapons, but God does not implore us to use their weapons. Instead, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. My friend, don't turn to the world's weaponry. Ephesians chapter 6. We read in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong and in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. and having done all to stand. Now, Christian, looks like God's putting a personal responsibility upon us, isn't it? Stand. Do all to stand. Put on the whole armor of God in order to stand. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, the power of His might. Against the wiles of the devil telling you how to do it. No, we don't do it His way. And so He says in verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. That is the Bible, isn't it? Thy word is truth, Jesus said. Sanctify them through thy truth. You're set apart to the truth of God's word. Having on the breastplate of righteousness, that is obedience. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, go out and witness to the lost. Verse 16 says, above all, taking on the shield of faith, living by the doctrinal truth of God's word, to order your life by it. Hand to give it to a lost and dying world and to edify the saints. That's the shield, God says. Above all, take this shield on, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Now, faith must be in the Word of God. So get in the Word of God. It just don't read a little devotional booklet. That it may even be a good little booklet. I read three of them, good fundamental booklets. But my friend, I've got to be in the Word of God. I've got to study the Word of God. I've got to think on it, meditate on it. And if I don't, I'm going to lose. And I am going to lose big time, as they say. So that faith is important because the devil will throw fiery darts of deception. Remember Jesus? Three times the devil tried to get him to fall, and Jesus kept saying, it is written. Satan even tried to corrupt the word, and he said, it is written. Satan tried to use Pharisees to corrupt the word. They tried to take away from the word, and that they tried to amend the commandment to honor your mother and father. And then they tried to add to the commandments of God, telling the disciples, no, you can't eat food if it's still on the vine. On the Sabbath day. It's still there, so you can't eat it. But it's all right for us to do the work of getting an ox out of the ditch, but you can't eat. They were adding to the Word of God, those Pharisees. And by the way, don't let anybody, please don't let anybody tell you that the Pharisees were the fundamentalists of the day. That is a false lie of the devil. That's from Satan. That's brewed in Satan's kitchen. Listen, when you try to change the Ten Commandments, amend the Ten Commandments, when you try to add to the Word, that's what new evangelicals do. They don't like our King James Bible because it's hard for them. They say, oh, it's so hard to understand. No, it's not hard to understand. The Holy Spirit teaches us the Word, so as we read the right Word, He teaches it to us. See what it is, there are things in there that they try to change. I liked old Bob Jones Sr. in one of our radio programs here recently, talking about how they try to change the virgin to a young woman. Liars. And he talked about some other, what they call, minor changes. And they said, but it's more accurate to the language. Yeah, it's more accurate to the language they're using. But it's not accurate to the right language of your Textus Receptus of the New Testament, as well as the Masoretic of the Old. You've got some corrupted text along the line there, you see. And then it says, take on the helmet of salvation. That is assurance of salvation. Know that you're saved. The helmet covers the head. Know that you're saved. Know the gospel. Know the way of salvation, that you can share it with others. and the sword of the Spirit. And again, the sword of the Spirit is the Bible. Oh, what an emphasis on the Word of God that's given here in the armor that each of us are to put on. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, he says. Now, if the Bible says the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God, that's what the sword of the Spirit is. And if the Bible says that, and it does right here, this God's Word, you got to call God a liar to say the sword of the Spirit is not the Word of God. He says, praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, speaking of the Holy Spirit. Okay, praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto. Now, by the way, you've heard of people say watch and pray, fast and watch. A watch speaks of a night time when men would stand guard and they would watch for the enemy. So in our prayers and fastings, we need to also learn watching. Watching for how Satan tries to get into our personal lives, how Satan tries to get into our local church, how Satan tries to bring in his evil ways. Be watching, ever prepared to fight against him. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. Perseverance and supplication. Don't give up on anyone, or don't give up on living true to the fundamentals of the faith. Don't give up. He'll sustain you. Yes, the world will attack, but he'll sustain. Our weapons are mightier. They're used only in the power of his might. It is only in his might we stand against the wiles of the devil. That's why you need to have a prayer life, a Bible life that governs your way of praying. So, stand in the power of his might, because it is in his might that we stand and meet the wiles of the devils. And, as mentioned, his carnal weapons. Therefore, you and I, we're to do all to stand, having in heart, as well as our loins girt, with the word of truth. Listen, meditate on the word. Think on it, to know how to live by it and be governed by it. The breastplate of righteousness, which includes my feet, taking the gospel to the lost, as Romans 5:1 tells us about their salvation through faith, through the Word.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.